Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Week 2 on YouTube. Thanks for everybody who has subscribed there at KISW Rock. And as we say, smash the like burger. Some reason that helps us out. How does that help us out in the YouTube world? They
you know what?
Like
I'm not positive how it helps, but I know that likes and subscribes do help us monetarily speaking somewhere down the line. For whatever reason, and I think it's because they start putting ads on it. They're like, hey, people like your stuff. Put ads on
it. Someone gives you a thumbs up in general in life, you're like, all right, cool. I'm okay. So smash the like burger.
We're up to 1,800 subscribers already.
At KISW Rock, if you want to watch us instead of,
just listen
to us. Our question today, what was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Why are you running?
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Well, gentlemen, this is crazy. I was running for my life.
All right. That's a good reason to run.
Yes. Now, this was back in 85. And I ran out of gas up on Snoqualmie Pass, and I was forced to walk to the top of the hill then. And walking down a very dark freeway, I heard a rustling in the bushes. I looked over. This bear came up out of the bushes and up the hillside and was on me. Like, he came up to the guardrail and, paws up in the air. And honestly, I just started running, and
you should have pushed him back.
The bear came over the guardrail and chased me down the side of the freeway.
How long did the bear give chase?
Now, quite a while, because I could hear the claws behind me. Multiple people in vehicles were going by, and I'm wondering, how come no one is trying to help me? Let me jump in your car. Let me jump on your car. Something. Try to hit the bear. Something. No one wanted to help me.
So how far do you think you ran before the bear just gave stopped chasing your ass?
Oh, it was a long ways. I used to run track, and that thing chased me, at least half a mile.
Now, see, what did they say if you see a bear? The last thing you're supposed to do is run, right?
Depends on the bear.
But here's my thing. Like I said, that is great. But much like you, my friend Greg, I don't know what I'm going to do if I'm face-to-face with the bear, and I get a feeling I would do what you did, which is to try to haul ass. Even though they say don't do this, I think my body would be running before I remember that I'm not supposed to be running.
I got really lucky because it was steep on the section of freeway there, so I was running downhill. And this thing, I could hear the claws on the pavement behind me. And I've told this story to you guys back when you had Man versus Wild. This was probably 15 years ago. And you guys were cracking up at the story then. But, there's a guy that I used to work with, and he says, you know how I know you're not lying? He says, my neighbor up in Cle Elum was one of the people that passed you when you were running.
Oh, thanks for the help. Yeah.
And I know. And he said that they were laughing so hard they didn't even think to help me.
See there? You ran, because that's what your body said to do. They thought it was hilarious. So by the time it occurred to them that maybe they could have helped you, they're probably 5 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but let's say you see the same situation, right? You're driving your car. There's someone hauling ass away from a bear. What do you do? What do you honestly think you do? Because you got to remember, I could slow down and ask you to jump in. But also, if the bear is running that fast, it could be that the bear closes that distance.
Yeah, and now he jumps in the car with you.
You and a bear in my car. Like, I'm not trying to sound insensitive, man, but it's like, brother's going to be on his own.
Now, if I was driving a car and I witnessed this, I'm taking that bear out, man.
All right, that was going to be my question. If I veer over and just hit the bear, am I going to get in trouble?
I don't think, given the circumstance, I wouldn't think so. But also, the thought is, it's definitely going to damage my car. Right? Like, do I want to go through all of this? I know it sounds
petty.
Well,
you can bump it on the ass and you bang. You know,
you have the car to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely have the vehicle to do it, but it's still going to cause damage. It will not total my vehicle.
Well, you
can
get right up on it and just give it a push.
Well, I tried to do the pit maneuver, take out his back legs, see what happens.
I mean, I don't know what I would do, but yeah, I don't.
You're in the car, you see the bear, someone's getting chased.
I see this poor bastard getting chased.
Yeah, and you're driving up on
it. I think I'm taking that bear out.
All right, really? Jim, we have a question. From the first caller we had, the guy down in Combo, he's on the beach and one of those big-ass bulls.
No, Miles.
What's that?
I'm just answering your question for you.
So let's just assume this guy's going to run into the water, right? After me. I'm out there treading water like that guy was for half an hour, trying to stay away from the bull.
Yeah.
The bull's going to come in after me. It's swimming right at me, you know? I feel like I could get on his back and just take those horns and dunk his head into the water and drown his ass. Because he doesn't have the leverage now. You see what I'm saying? Is this possible?
No.
No?
I mean, look, you're asking two different questions. Is it possible? Yes. Will that work in your favor? No.
You don't think so?
If I'm a betting man, first of all,
you've taken a story and now the bull is swimming.
He's swimming. So he comes after me and gets in the water.
But say the bull, the ridiculous bull is swimming. And you have somehow gotten on its back.
Yeah.
I think that's the last time we see you.
Because he's not going to bite me. See, he needs that. He needs those horns. He has no leverage.
I mean, in theory, he could just swim out and then buck you.
I mean, he can still buck you. He's got 5,000 pounds.
Like this. Look at the other hand.
Then he'd buck you off sooner.
Then I'm going to get back up. Take that head down.
Yeah.
Drown his ass.
No. Yeah, you're going to.
Or what if you both get bit by a shark?
That'd be awesome. He was on a bull's back.
Could you imagine?
And they were both taking
that. The gray white just comes up.
She's a feeding frenzy.
18-footer. Bam. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803 Rock.
I guess it's wet aged.
Yeah, wet aged beef. Yeah. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it was about 13 years ago, in my prime of 22, attended a nice little house party, got extremely drunk, and in spite of my girlfriend at the time's best advice, I decided to jog home, which was about 10 miles away.
Did you make it?
Oh, I did. It was about an hour and a half in when I started sobering up and was not very far that I realized how big of a mistake it was.
Was this a call because you were too drunk and you didn't want to drive, or were you just hammered and like, I'm going to jog home?
It was more, I'm hammered and I'm going to jog home. I don't care. She even pulled.
Here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
In defense of him, I have covered a lot of miles being inebriated.
Sure.
But never did I run.
No.
I was just like, look, I'm in for the long
haul. I'm mad and I walk, right, but I'm not running.
That's exactly right. I probably walked at least 8 miles home one night.
Sure.
Because I know where I was up on Aurora. And I walked all the way home in flip-flops. Problem was, when I got to Green Lake, my flip-flop blew out.
Right.
But that was an interesting walk down Aurora. I mean, I'm way up, way past the Home Depot. Like, I'm up on top of the bridge. I'm way up there, like where the skating rink is, where the ice skating rink is. I mean, I'm up there. And I walked the whole way home that night.
Yeah. So about you get that angry.
Yeah, just like,
and it's just better.
Yeah.
Do you think that guy always sounds like creepy?
I don't know.
He sounded kind of creepy.
Hey, kids, gather around. I got to read Goodnight Moon and make you uncomfortable while I do it.
Miles, that's a long walk, but I don't think people, 10 miles is a long distance.
Oh, it is.
I don't think it's even 10 miles. Yeah. You think it's even 10 miles to our house?
It is about nine for you, 9.5 for me.
All right.
And I don't want to do it. I've done that
from
once.
From here, yeah.
And it's, like, I almost did.
That was one of those nights, like, pull over, I'm getting out of the car.
Right.
I'm walking home. You're not going to walk home. You watch me.
Yeah. I'd rather do that than be with you.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just that
simple. I got out of the car and walked my ass off.
These are my
own. You go have fun.
Even like walking around the city when I live downtown, just for like an urban hike.
Yeah.
And I still don't think I was putting in 10 miles. Yeah.
Probably not. But at least when you're doing an urban hike, it feels more voluntary.
It's voluntary. You know, you could stop and get a beer somewhere, get lunch.
When you're just pissed, you're just walking.
And in the back of my head, I thought, you know what? I can always take a bus.
Yep.
I have my Orca card on me. I can always get a cab. I can call an Uber. I started walking. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep walking. I need to walk. Like, I don't need to be in I don't need to be in somebody's car. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I had a fun time back in high school. This was the year I was a senior in high school, and we had a house party down the street from one of my friend's house. So we're all over there. And, you know, everyone's having a great time. And then all of a sudden, lights start showing in through the front windows. Lights are coming down the back of the sides of the houses and whatnot. And we're like, oh, gosh, we got to get out of here. And so me and my buddy, and I forgot to mention this earlier. I was still wearing a neck brace. I had gotten ejected from a car wreck and broke my neck.
Jesus, so, man.
I'm still wearing my neck brace. I'm about 3 months into the healing process, which only took about 4. But I digress. So we jump over the fence at the back of the yard, and we are greeted by 2 gigantic Rottweilers.
Ooh.
And they start charging us, and so me and my buddy go and jump over the other fence into the side of the buildings. And we end up in a gigantic blackberry patch full of brambles and whatnot. So now we're crawling through thorns, and then we realize we're in an apartment complex, and we're like, okay, great. So then we're climbing up these stairwells to hide under the stairs, and yeah, it was quite fun. And then after a while, it kind of quieted down, and so we went to go back and get my buddy's truck. And as soon as we come out of the bushes, out of the apartment complex, around the corner, the cop rolls around, and one of my buddies dives into a dirt pile from a construction site that's going on, and the cop sees, you know, hits me with a light, and he's like, tell your buddies to come out. And I go, what buddies? And he's like, I'm not stupid. He's over the loudspeaker. He's like, I'm not stupid. I saw him. And so we all come out, and he goes, hey, just so you know, you guys are cool. You guys, I'm guessing you just came from that party. He said, go back to that party, get your car, if you got a car there, because we're about to tow every vehicle there. And we were like, all right, cool. And so then we just kind of strolled back in, and then a couple of cops at the party were confronted us, and we said, oh, no, talk to Sergeant so-and-so. He said we were good. And he's like, all right. But, yeah, no, we ran out of there so quick, and then we had to run faster because there was mean dogs.
It's amazing how much faster you can run when a dog is chasing you.
Oh, yeah, no, that's one of those situations where you're like, I'm not sticking around to see what's going to happen, you know?
And, of course, there's 2 of them. There can't just be 1 Rottweiler.
Never
that's
is.
That's not there's good
never,
enough.
There never is.
There must be 2. We were playing pickup basketball, me and my buddy Leon, 2 other guys, whatever. Baltimore Alley, shooting hoops. There's a basketball net there. But the alley's on a bit of a slope, so every once in a while, the ball rolls off the court, rolls down this hill. No big deal. Leon would always run down, grab the ball. One time it bounces out, bounces over this fence. Leon's like, yeah, man, I got it. And he starts climbing the fence, and we just hear, hur, hur, hur. There's 2 pit bulls and a Rottweiler. And Leon looks at them, looks at the ball, says, game over, fellas. That was it.
Yep.
No problem. Yep. We're like, we get it. F it. We're done.
Jacksonville Sheriff's Office mounted officers chased down 25-year-old Jordan Wilson on Tuesday after he allegedly handed off illegal drugs. Officer Casey Hare, riding her horse Nash, spotted Wilson making a suspicious transaction and, along with 3 other mounted officers, began pursuit. Get that bad man, Nash. Hare can be heard encouraging her horse.
Get that bad man.
On body cam footage. That's what she said.
Okay.
Wilson attempted to flee on foot across a busy street and through parking lots. But officers warned him he wouldn't be able to escape. Bro, you're not going to be able to outrun us on a horse, Hare told the suspect. Chase lasted, believe it or not, about a quarter mile. So isn't that what they run at Emerald Downs? Quarter mile?
Is that a quarter mile?
Well, they have the short races where they just come down the stretch.
Is that it? It's like 1,300 feet. That's
they've got the quarter mile races.
Well, basically, they just start at the,
down the stretch.
They? Yeah. The chase lasts a quarter mile before he finally surrendered, drenched in sweat, and was taken into custody. He was charged with resisting an officer without violence and has since been released. They later posted about the pursuit on Facebook, saying, "Our mounted unit doesn't just horse around when it comes to crime."
Ooh. Oh my God.
See what they did there? Department gave a special mention to Nash's fellow crime-fighting steeds, Jax, Judge, and Duke, for ensuring justice was the main, M-A-N-E, priority.
Wow. Sounds like they took the blinders off and got a bit of crime.
Thank you, Ted.
Is that what the thing in the horse's mouth
is?
A bit.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bit of crime.
Our question, what was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-RUN.
I've got equestria jokes.
All right. Everybody does. I didn't expect yours.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot like a steeplechase.
Wow. Wow. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
We need a stall on this call.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Purging stall.
So I got a Northwest story for you.
All right.
When I was a kid, we had a place on Woodby Island. And we would play on the beach. The neighbors got a St. Bernard puppy. And puppy was the sweetest thing. Everybody played with it. We knew the dog intimately. So we come back.
Just so you know,
hey, man.
All right.
Don't make it weird, man.
So I got some peanut butter. Yeah. Went on over to his house when he grew up.
Yeah. So in any case, so the next summer we come back. And this dog was the size of an elephant. And to give you an idea how big it was, they got a queen size bed for it to sleep on.
Jesus.
Dad, damn.
That's what I sleep in.
That's what I sleep in.
Yeah, me too. I was like, Jesus.
Sometimes with another person.
We go to greet the dog, and the dog has now decided that he owns the beach and he doesn't like us anymore. So the dog starts growling and pawing and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And he has a mouth that could put your head in it. So I get the idea real quick that this isn't a healthy situation. So I start running down the beach. Well, there's a long dock on the beach. And it's about, 6-8 feet off the ground. And so I figure, okay, I'll just jump up on the dock. And that'll lose him. No problem. Nope. The dog jumps up on the dock. So this dock goes out into Puget Sound. So I'm looking. I got no other way to go. So I'm hauling ass down the dock, and the dog is right behind me. And remember, this thing is, I'm not kidding you, as big as an elephant and meaner. So I get to the end of the dock. It's kind of like, well, what are you going to do? You know? So I look around. I figure, okay, I'll just jump in the water. That'll solve that. I jump in the water. The dog jumps in right behind me.
Come on.
So now I'm paddling, like, out to sea as fast as I could go. And I got to tell you, I played soccer and baseball as a kid. I was a healthy kid. I was hauling ass as fast as I could go. And this dog is right behind me. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I mean, you know, he's going to eat me. Well, he grabs my T-shirt, rips it off my back, turns around happy as a clam and swims off.
What?
And I'm out in the middle of Elliott Bay, you know. Yeah, it was an experience.
How cold were you?
Well, it was summertime. And
but how cold were you? It's not warm in there.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Just so much adrenaline.
So when the dog swims off with your shirt, I'm assuming it heads back to the beach and saunters off. How long did you wait before you swam back to the beach?
Not all that terribly long. I mean, I was out there for a little while, but I could see that he'd kind of lost interest. He wanted my T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have any more interactions with that dog?
Not really that I remember after that.
Yeah, I'd have been good after that.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah. Our question today, what was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
All right, coming up at 4:30, your guess is as good as mine. Our categories, the cities with the most expensive groceries. Yes, you're living in one of them. And the states with the biggest obesity problems. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30, right after emails on our question, what was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Why are you running?
Well, back in the day when I was in the military, I was stuck on a top secret post. Everything was kind of lame duck. So if you wanted something hot, you had to go off post. So me and my buddy Mike decided to go into Juarez, Mexico. And this is before it was like murder capital of the world. And so we decided to go to a whorehouse. And, yeah, there's that.
Yeah,
and then,
why not?
You there?
Well, we're in Rome. So we went to this place, and at the time, this whorehouse had these umbrellas, and each one had a number. So what you had to do is punch a number that you can call that area or that person and try and make a deal. So we made this deal with this gal, and that's also at the same time I found out that my friend Mike had like the smallest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, Mike.
Like a micro. And so,
why is Mike catching straight?
Wait, hold on.
Because you can't believe how small Mike's penis
was. So I'm going to say that you decided to split the difference on this. So you both were going to be with
it. We did.
That's part of the Eiffel Tower. You don't talk about the other support systems.
Yeah, man.
I have not talked about him in 30 years, so I think I have the right.
Yeah.
You just can't believe how small his penis was, Ted. That's all.
Shocking. Micro.
Yeah. Well, the rumor spread around the barracks, so that's another story.
Because
you told
everybody.
Minute.
Who else could have spread that rumor?
You're the only one in there. There's three people. You're the only one that tells everybody, hey, Mike's got the smallest penis I've ever seen.
Come on, man.
I couldn't even believe it.
Hey, if I can get more, you can get less. You know what? I don't care. I was in the military young. So anyway, we hit this place, and I go to take a shower, and I was the only guy that strapped up. He did not. And so I went to take a shower, and all of a sudden I hear yelling in the room, and Mike is beating the ever-living S out of this gal because she was going through our wallets to steal our military ID and cash. And so he retrieved them both. In this particular room, you had a camera that shows inside and outside.
So everybody got to see his teeny tiny penis.
Oh, so basically at the door. So you can see who's coming in or who's coming out.
All right.
And so Mike just beat the crap out of her. She's on the floor bleeding. I was like, dude, we need to get out of here. So we basically just put on shoes, T-shirt, boxers, military tags, grabbed our crap. Went down the fire escape like nobody's business and just ran down the main boulevard. Now, between Juarez and El Paso, they have this thing called the Freedom Bridge.
Yeah.
And so we were just hauling butt with, I believe, still at the time, it was a Zeta cartel or something like that, but definitely a Mexican gang. And they were chasing over the 45s and whatever else. And all we had to do is hold out our blue cards as we hit the Freedom Bridge on the El Paso side, which is Fort Bliss, Texas, and said, green card, green card, green card. And all of a sudden, everybody locked and loaded and whatnot. We just ran across super fast. I said, Mike, I will never go out with you ever again. You almost got me killed. That is a reason to run. Not a guy with a dog and a T-shirt or something. I've heard all the great stories. Those guys do not run for their life. I was running for my life.
With your best friend that with a small awesome. Penis. With a micro
my
penis.
My friend, Mike Bickley. Mike Bickley with a small penis, yes.
Wow. Jesus.
Well, I'm not even sure if he's alive anymore.
You know why? Because his penis was so small, he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, he died of a small penis.
Yeah, probably. It's like, you know what? Just jump off a bridge. It's never going to turn out better for you. So.
Damn.
Wow. For the record, my friends that have seen my penis, don't wait 30 years and go on a radio show and talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it now.
Yeah.
Call us now and tell us about Ted's penis.
We were in the Army together. Yeah, you know how Adam's got your back? He's stabbing you in it.
Well, look, man. Yeah, I was in disguise. Penis was so small, like, it has stuck with him.
Damn, man.
I am chased by a Mexican gang. I'm at a whorehouse, but honest to God.
The only thing I think penis. About
it's just so small.
The whole thing, man. It's like, it's not that he just has a small penis, but it was small enough to where he actually felt the need to remember it and tell everybody.
So, yes. Okay, so the clip we play for birthdays, your penis is too small.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That conversation goes on for about 3 minutes. She continually says the same thing. Your penis.
It's too small.
For like 2 minutes screaming in the phone. She's sitting in her car. So she's like telling Edwin why she doesn't want to date him anymore.
And it's because it's too small. She was talking to his buddy Mike.
I guess maybe that's where Mike is. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, that story was insane. But I just can't get over Mike. This poor Mike guy.
Because this is part of his memory.
Right.
Yeah.
A Mexican gang.
You had
a Mexican. Side note. His penis was just so tiny.
I got to tell you.
I mean, just so tiny.
A similar situation happens. We go to Juarez, right? From El Paso. Cross the Freedom Bridge, go to a whorehouse. Or a house of ill repute. Yes.
I'm going to the whorehouse.
I'm getting a girl, and I'm going to the room by myself.
Right.
You guys, I hope we'll do the same. Now, if you guys want to
get boys. Don't want to be there.
Get some kinky stuff in between you guys, that's cool, too. I don't care. I'm just going, and I don't care about the size of my micro penis. It's not that. I just want to hook up with a chick.
See, I do.
So that's all.
I care about
the size of my micro penis. I'm out.
Well, that's where you should go with the other mic. You'll look bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
hey, Mike, come here, buddy.
Maybe that's why
Mike,
I did it.
Big Mike, little Mike.
Yeah.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-RUN.
Shack up with me and the girl.
There you go.
Yeah.
I would never think like, hey, Ted, why don't you come along with us?
Right.
That would not be my MO.
You know how we're here together
all
the time.
You got money, I got money. We know we're coming along.
Is that a whorehouse in Juarez? How much could it possibly cost?
Hey, come on.
That's like a Dollar General, man. I mean, like you can afford this on your own.
The strange thing about that area is people do business there all the time.
Sure.
Americans and Mexicans, they cross that bridge all the time.
Correct.
To go to work and everything else. At night, they say it's a little bit questionable if you are on the other side.
Sure.
But other than that, it's supposedly not the most dangerous place to be during the day.
Yeah, I think a lot of places are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like during the day, sure.
Correct.
Sun goes down, weird things happen, man.
No, yeah, I mean, look, right, I have been to neighborhoods that is fine, but I wouldn't go to it at night.
Right, then the sun goes down, like, gots to go.
Yeah. I mean, Southeast D.C. has always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We were dropping a kid off, and he's like, you better leave. It is almost like the sun's going down.
It's almost like a movie with vampires.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, man, when the sun goes down, the vampires come out, right? Yeah. Like, it's the same premise. Like, you can come to this neighborhood, but dude, seriously, the sun sets at 5:58.
And most of the time, with that, apparently you don't even need the bridge because the river's dry. Just walk across the riverbed.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
I mean, there's even certain sections, right? Like, 3rd is never great.
No.
But if it's between midnight and 3 a.m., you certainly don't want to be on 3rd down there in the middle of Seattle.
I agree.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's with a walk-up window only for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even go in there.
I can't even believe that place is still open.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803
I could say with pride, I have never, ever been to that one.
I've been in there once when we first moved here. And it seemed sketchy when I rolled in, but it's during the day, whatever. And I'm like, man, this is actually reminded me of most of the McDonald's in Baltimore. It did. But there's no other places in Seattle that remind me of that. So kind of blew my mind. And then the longer we lived here, the more I realized, like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't go there for food. Look, you go there to make a transaction.
Every time we get DoorDash from McDonald's, that's where it's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody has to go and pick that
up. Something that gets the McDonald's? Yeah. McDonald's is fine.
It's not McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's that location.
Right. I'm not saying the nuggets are still nuggets.
If you order them.
Just like Mike's little tiny nuggets. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Micro.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so my story is a couple of my friends and I were camping up in Greenwater, and we were camping in a little pop-up trailer. Anyways, we were sitting around the campfire, and my sister was with us, and she brought up the fact of what if bears come around, and so we were drinking, and we just kind of chatting it up, saying, no, that's not going to, there's no way that's going to happen, you know. And so our other buddy, he decides to go fishing in a creek, and it's pitch black, dark out, probably midnight, so I don't know why he decided to do that, but
sure, he was sober.
We just hear, yeah, well, he screams at the top of his lungs like he was about to get mauled by a bear. And so we were just talking about it, and so we had it in the back of our mind. We ran faster than I think we've ever ran before, trying to get to him. And, you know, we were running into trees, falling over, you know, not sober. And by the time we get to him, he says that he just saw a raccoon.
Well, what was your plan? Say it was a bear. Now you've shown up to help your buddy. Now what?
Well, we had our guns on us. We had just had pistols. It probably wasn't the smartest thing ever, but, you know, it was just one of those things where looking back, it was just, man, I've never seen my other buddy Connor. He's a good fan of the show, but I've never seen him run faster than that night.
From a raccoon. Man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it was his brother that screamed, but he was, you know, running with us trying to get to him. But
well, sure.
Man. Yeah.
Don't scream like that from a raccoon. By the way, we're talking about micro penis.
Yes, we were Mike's.
It makes me think about Mike Rowe.
From Dirty Jobs?
Yeah.
No chance.
I'm not saying whether or not he has a micro penis. What I'm saying, if I went to school with a guy named Mike Rowe, his nickname would be Mike Rowe Penis. There's no doubt about it. I'm just saying there's no way he did not go through junior high or high school without people calling him Mike Rowe Penis.
Mike, when we were in Baltimore, before he blew up, he would do a Sunday morning real estate show.
Oh, really?
I'm Mike Rowe. Look at these wonderful homes that are now being built in Newcastle or whatever that was. Newtown. Newtown. Near Owings Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just go and tour homes every morning, drinking a cup of coffee. Like, that's how I knew Mike Rowe.
He also did QVC.
Yeah.
And if you get the chance, watch him. Because he's still person, right? He's still kind of snarky, and they just give him this garbage to sell. And I can't, was it a lava lamp or it wasn't a lava?
It doesn't matter.
It was something.
There's some great reels of
it. He was trying to sell something, and he's doing the best he can. You can tell he doesn't want to be there. He is Mike Rowe. We just don't know him yet, but he's like, and this lovely whatever the hell it was, blah, 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 he's talking about it. And he touches it, and he's like, God damn, that's lava hot.
I mean,
like, he was the worst guy, but the best guy ever on QVC.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
For the record, it is a very small percentage of men that actually have a micro penis. And a very small.
How do you know this? Did you just look?
I just Googled it. I had to find out.
Well, you don't know if.
Hold on. Let me guess.
From a medical standpoint, that it was, in fact, a micropenis.
I'm going to guess the percentage in the U.S. or worldwide. What do you got here? What are your stats?
What is the definition of a micropenis?
Jesus. micropenis, penis less than 2.5 centimeters, about an inch.
Oh.
So like an inch or smaller.
Oh, an inch is like 3 centimeters,
you'd have to have like
bro.
A nub.
I'm going to guess 4%. 4% of a micropenis.
It's not even that high.
1.5%.
It's like 1%.
Wow. Not only do you have a micropenis,
and then
like
it's only
really
1 to 2% of the population, they say, that are over 7. So most of us live in that mid-range, even though we don't want to admit it.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah, micropenis. Look, if you say, what percentage do you fall in, the over 7 or the under 1? The guys over 7 are like, yep, I'm in the minority, man. I got a huge
I've been in a decent amount of locker rooms.
Yeah.
I've been arrested.
What did you do in this locker room?
No, as far as seeing penis, get arrested.
Yeah, see, Mike's reading the stats now over my shoulder. Guys, this sounds horrible. So I've seen a few. Right? But like,
I've seen my fair share of penis.
And you could tell who's got bigger ones and smaller ones, but I don't know that anybody's was small enough that I went, God damn.
I've seen that.
But would you say it out loud?
Yeah.
You can't say it
out
loud.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble. When they're not excited either, you gotta leave a little room for excitement.
Yeah.
Right, but there still should be a certain amount present.
I will say this. When I had to do the shower in jail, right? Obviously, I'm self-conscious. And let's just call it what it is. I'm the white guy.
Right.
But I'm like, well, it's jail. I guess it doesn't matter. And, I mean, one of the biggest swolled up dudes I've ever seen in my life. And he kept the little wash rag over his junk the entire shower.
Why? Because it was tiny?
I don't know. It had.
He probably thought you were going to be a checker.
Yeah.
I think it had to be that tiny because he was so massive.
You should have asked, bro.
Excuse me, sir.
Look,
was
he
like
tats
on steroids or something like that.
He had tats on his face. Like I wasn't about to talk to hardly.
Of course
and
not.
I talked to a couple people. Yes, no. That's about it.
One of those tats say micropenis.
I just
look down.
It boggled my mind because I just assumed I'd be the guy that they'd be like, oh, he's got a tiny one.
Then you put your hands on your hips.
My vision of you is coming out of there like Weird Science. Like, the chicks can't hold their smoke. Like, that's like, you know, like, you got like 5 new friends. Like, that's what I've seen you talk to everybody. I cannot imagine, you know, like coming out of there with like 4 new numbers.
Right.
Four
new blinds. Schmoozes his way through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Baltimore Central book it, and that jail was awful. That is a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, the one guy. Right, I said, I'll trade you for your drink. You ain't eat much. I could tell you like to eat. You scared, huh? Yes. Do you want to trade? I'm thirsty. All right, fat boy. That's more of what it's like, Miles.
Jesus.
All right, fat boy.
You're going to degrade me, man. We're both in here.
I know, right? Like, come on.
Damn. Or you're in a room with 20 dudes, and then because this jail also had a jail on it, right? Not just central booking. So then the dudes that are in there, I forget the name, but like they clean stuff or whatever. So they come in, and again, at this point, there's 20-some people in this room. There might be one other white guy.
Yeah, but you said he was so hood that all the brothers were
kind of... He was dropping the N-word. Nobody cared. I'm not speaking.
You didn't try?
His brother comes in and goes,
hey, guys, let me give it a try.
Hey, fellas.
When he goes, brothers, everybody turns around. Now, the white man... And I disagree with them about drugs and stuff, but in my head, I'm like, it's like, you're the only white man. You're the only white man. Oh, no. I'm going to die.
That white devil right there.
There's a wolf amongst us.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803.
See, no, I'm a domesticated dog.
Right.
It's not me, fellas.
And he's got a bigger penis than Swole Bro.
Swole, I know. Swole Bro. That's why I was like, well, I can let my thing hang. Swole Bro's scared.
See that guy over there? Small penis.
You should have pointed out. Look at him.
Yeah, right there. Put a washcloth over the entire time.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Can you imagine showering, hiding it the whole time?
I will go toe to toe with any man.
Show me what you got, brother.
What you got, man.
Yeah. Either teeny tiny, or you've been surprised, like, oh, damn.
It's like a last week.
Yeah. It made me feel better. It's honestly, I was so uncomfortable.
But was it a victory in jail?
That's right.
Big brother with a little penis.
That's right. Back down, man.
Like what you see, taking a victory we can get.
Well, here we go. Like largest penis I've ever seen was a 5'3" Venezuelan dude. He walked into a shower and hung down to his knee.
Oh, his height. Okay.
It was shockingly large. I can still picture it.
5'3".
Thanks for the text.
Proportions wise, yes, that looks massive.
Yeah, but still.
Richard Sherman's tall.
Right. And still is not proportional.
No.
Yeah.
Probably looks like he's got a walking stick.
Looks like Gandalf with that
old
damn
man
thing.
Winner.
I couldn't turn my head quick enough. Just, God, Jesus.
That's a lot of penis.
What's up, Sherm?
That's why he played with confidence.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah. The confidence.
That's why he talked all that trash.
That wasn't his arm up there. Blocking the pass. Yeah. Threw that thing.
He swatted it down with his penis.
Right, it's like Indiana Jones out there.
Grabbed it with one hand.
The penis catch.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of NFL legend. Picked them all off and ran it back.
Picked off.
Sherman's penis.
The Sherman tip.
The Sherman tip. That's the name for it.
Most famous play in Seahawks history.
The Sherman tip. Didn't even use the whole thing.
Yeah. Kept his arms by his side and everything.
Caught it with his arms.
Well, he had to land.
Throw it.
Oh, man. We're going to get a phone call.
No, we're not. Yeah, from Richard Sherman. Like,
hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for talking. This is awesome. Thanks for talking about. Come over to my sports bar. Everything's on me.
Oh, God.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, gentlemen. Afternoon.
Oh,
I'm an average penis size guy.
I hear you.
Welcome to the club.
You're not like Mike.
Other Mike.
Just quickly, I am as round as a peanut butter jar, but... also, you can get a bidet for about $40 mounted to your toilet. You don't have to go spend a lot of money.
I'm getting one on Wednesday. Pinky's Plumbing's hooking me up. As soon as it gets here from Amazon. It's supposed to be here today. Okay. I can't wait.
Anyway,
I'm
going
to go to the toilet paper free lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. I got mine just before the pandemic and the toilet paper shortage of 2000.
And you've had a clean ass for 5.5 years now.
It's awesome. Anyways.
I wear my underwear twice in a row.
I got to run the Olympic torch in 2000 in Tahoe by the fact that my stepdaughter, my middle stepdaughter, who is absolutely everything about a middle child that you can, every cliche about a middle child, she's that. But she got to write a paper about who she admired, and she wrote about me, and her paper won at school. And so I got to run the Olympic torch in Tahoe in 2000.
What?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
incredible. Dogs, snorting bulls.
Is it heavy?
No, it's not. And the really sad part about it is, you know, you got the torch and you want to run really fast, but you're only running a kilometer, and they've got it set for like 8 minutes for a kilometer, which is just above a walking.
Well, my thing is that's just not a normal running posture with your arm above your head. I would get tired, I think.
Yeah, but you get to keep the torch, which is pretty cool. It's $2,000.
Really? Yeah. No way.
Yeah. So it sits in my living room as kind of an honor to her, actually.
Now, could you light it? I mean, what kind of fuel is it?
It's a little butane cylinder inside, and you light it from the next person when you trade off.
Yeah, but could you get upstairs?
Right, saying you right now.
Could you go on the deck and light your girl with it, you know?
No.
All right.
It's a one-time thing, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
And
I'd light everything with it.
Yeah, I can just like, think about it this way. Like, just recharging a light, like a Zippo.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of feeling. Yeah. You go in there.
Just saying something. Hey, brother, you got a light? Like, yeah, hang on. Let me get my Olympic torch.
It's not like there's a on and off switch for it. It's just they do something magic about it, and they go, okay, light it, and you light it from the one that you're getting it. Receiving it, and then you do the same thing when you hand it off.
Yeah.
And then you're running with somebody who's a pacer that keeps telling you to slow down because you're really kind of, even though it's cold and dark and a little snowy, you still have all this energy, and you're like, just slow down. You're ahead of schedule because they've got a plan for your life, and you can't run too fast or too slow.
All right, have you ever heard of anyone injuring themselves, like tripping and falling
or catching their hair
on fire? Yeah. Any of that?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure it happened.
We had a group of people that were, you know, in my group that, you know, you're running it for, you know, only 8 minutes. So you're in a group of maybe 8 or 9 people.
Okay.
And you guys are going to be the group that's going to run for, you know, 4 miles, basically.
That's pretty cool, though.
When I was up at Whistler, that was one of the coolest things. They get the rings down below in the village.
Yeah.
They've got them up on the mountain where the downhill happens.
In both those places, I'm like, this is too much. The actual Olympic ring.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely
one of those things where you stop and you go, I need a picture in front of
yes.
this. This is cool. Oh, let's see here. Your guess is as good as mine. Count of the categories are groceries and obesity. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.